Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Submitted for your approval, another episode of the Cheesified Cheese Please. My name is Rod Snarf Dude Smythe, and my pal is Daffodil.
Potter.
Daffodil Potter.
Thank you.
I just want to know how we're going to wrangle fear and horror into this episode of Cheese Please.
It's not that time of year.
Oh.
We have to wrangle happiness into this episode of Cheese Please.
Well, I think I'll leave and let Snarf Dude Smythe come in now. Goodbye. My name is Rod.
Hey, turn that echo off. What's going on? Jeez.
You're such a strange little man sometimes, Mr. Snarf Dude.
What are we talking about? What? What's wrong?
You and your multiple personalities, there's a lot of people living inside your head.
No. That guy Rod, he ran into the booth here and just wanted to do the intro of the show till I realized that then he just, like, knocked me out or...
I have to ask you a question.
What
booth are you in?
I don't know. Some kind of...
I'm in a van.
Okay. What?
You're at a booth.
Well,
there's no room in the van for a booth.
Oh, well, okay. It's another episode of Keys Fees. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, the only sane one in this show.
I'm not going to get into it. Coming up on the show this week, we got a mix of stuff. We got some sci-fi stuff, some, Smurfs. Cool.
I like the Smurfs.
Yes, the Smurfs. Some Smurf music from the 1980s coming up a little later. But we're starting off with Carl Von Stevens' little oom-pa-pa music, I think. We have Hi-Li Hi-Lo, but we're starting off with Happy Little Oom-pa-pa. Ooh, good. Right here on...
Cheese, please.
Testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese Please is so cool. Just jinx.
Cheese Please.
Say, are you sure you're qualified to lead this band? Absolutely. I've had two nervous breakdowns, was shell-shocked in the war, and I live in an apartment above a family with 12 noisy children.
Driving around in your automobile and the brakes fail.
Then I try to hit something cheap.
From the way back machine of moldy oldies and scratchy records, that is Carl von Stevens and a few weird comments in between oop-pa-pa, highly hello. And speaking of oop-pa-pa, we had Carl von Stevens before that with Happy Little Oom-pa-pa.
With a glockenspiel.
What is glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel is kind of like a xylophone, but you carry it up and you beat it with a little mallet.
I guess,
it makes that tinkle, tinkle, tinkle noise.
Okay, I just remember glockenspiel from the Flintstones. It's like a regular Oktoberfest here in the van. I mean, I've got a little bit of sausage here I've been nibbling on, just a little bit, because it's rather spicy. I can't get into the beer because Daffodil won't let me.
No, you can't drink when we're doing this show. You get too silly.
Well, I'm sorry. I just want to have a little beer for playing the oop-pa-pa music, and you're just, like, denying me a little beer.
You can have some root beer when we're done.
Well, I didn't say it has to be...
Beer.
No, it could be root beer. It's a little later. I could have... No, we don't have any. I'm sorry. Darn.
No.
Now you put the idea in my head. Now I want root beer.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please. And we're going to talk about the Smurfs right about now, since they're profiling on our show this week. And we dug out some Smurf facts. Smurf music, too, from the 80s. But tell me some Smurf facts.
Smurfs were invented in 1958, or created, I guess.
Ooh, I didn't know that far back.
They've been around a really long time.
I didn't know they were that far back.
Basically, the guy who created them, Peo, which is a pen name for Pierre Culliford.
Yes.
Created them. He was having dinner with a friend, and he forgot the French word for salt. So he said to him in French, to please pass the schtroumpf. And his friend replied, well, here's the schtroumpf. When you're done schtroumpfing, schtroumpf it back. And the two spent the rest of the weekend speaking in schtroumpf language.
Okay.
That was later translated into Dutch as Smurf.
Okay.
Which we adopted in English.
Okay. Well, we're going to play some Smurf music.
So we're going to Stromf to the Stromfs.
I think this was sort of tied into the TV show of the 80s. I'm not too sure. The Smurfs coming up a little later with old Papa Smurf. But immediately coming up is Silly Shy Smurf. And we're starting it off with, how appropriate, Smurf a Happy Tune. Right here on...
The Happy Tune of Cheese, Please.
Thank you. the right side, trouble will all soon be gone. If you've got a long face, don't be such a disgrace. Facey shouldn't be so long. Try to smurf it better, forget the stormy weather by whistling a happy song. If you've got a problem, if you're feeling lonely, everything is smurfing wrong. Try looking on the bright side, smurfing on the right side, troubles will all soon be gone. If you've got a long face, don't be such a disgrace. Faces shouldn't be so long. Try to smurf it better, forget the stormy weather by whistling a happy song.
With Silly Shy Smurf and Daffodil, did you ever notice how much they sound like the Chipmunks?
Not really.
Well, to me.
Not really.
I think they do.
They appeared in a cartoon with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Really?
A couple of them did. Yeah, there was this big crossover cartoon that had Bugs Bunny and it had the Smurfs and it had Alvin and the Chipmunks and it had the Muppet Babies.
Oh, well, I was sort of joking, but I didn't know that was like real.
No, they really did. They appeared in a crossover cartoon.
Wow, I can picture
Winnie
this.
Winnie the Pooh is in it. Muppet Babies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Slimer.
I can just picture this and you come up with this amazing fact.
There are facts and more facts.
Okay, let's play.
And I think now we need music and more music.
How about Old Papa Smurf by the Smurfs right here on
Cheese Please.
Quack, quack there. Here a snug, there a snug, everywhere a quack snug. Moo moo here, a moo moo there. Here a snug, there a snug, everywhere a moo snug. Old Papa Snug, he has a song. E-I-E-I-O. Old Papa Snug, he has a song. E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he has some hens. E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there. Here a snug, there a snug, everywhere a cluck. Everywhere a quack snug, moo moo here, moo moo there. Here a snug, there a snug, everywhere a moo snug. Old Papa Snug has a song. E-I-E-I-O.
Geez, please, and did I hear a cow there?
You heard some animals because they were singing about a farm.
Oh, well, I hope so. That's an interesting take on Old MacDonald, Old Papa Smurf. Right here on Cheese Please. Any quick facts to wrap up our Smurf. I can't say it.
Our Three Apples Tall retrospective?
Thank you.
Not really.
What? Just one more fact. Come on.
Oh, Smurfette was created by Gargamel.
Yes.
To be bait to trap the Smurfs.
Yes.
But Papa Smurf fixed her and made her good.
Aw. Well, that's kind of nice.
And that's why there was only the one female Smurf, because she was made.
Oh. Oh, I don't know how to take that, really.
She was created.
Ah, I don't know how to take it. I think I better move along and play this.
Stopping the tracks on number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
This definitely qualifies.
Yes, yes, that segue sucked, but who cares? We're moving on to the chart-topping cheesy this week. The one that started it all back in 1956. Dickie Goodman of Buchanan and Goodman fame made a bit of a career out of break-in records. But you're supposed to say, Daffodil, what's a break-in record?
What's a break-in? Well, I can't say that because I actually know.
Oh, well, well, fine.
What's a break-in record, Snarf Dude?
Well, a break-in record is where you create a mock interview and use bits and pieces of hit records of the time to answer the questions. And this started it all, number two in 1956. It was nowhere until Alan Freed played it on his radio show, and everyone wanted it after that.
It's very cool.
The Flying Saucer, part one and two, right here on
Cheese Please.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley!
Thank you. And now the thing, gentlemen, there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Would take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Brian, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. The professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Oh, wah, bah, bah, loom, bah, bah, bam, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go.
That That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron, Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
We are not going to interrupt this record.
Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington. The Secretary of Defense has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron, Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything for me, off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes.
We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron, Cameron downtown.
Professor Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Where do you see...
Motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording, The Motor Cooled Down.
This is John Cameron, Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you round the universe in Fireball XL5. Way out in space together, conquerors of the sky. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gazed into your starry eyes. We take the path to Jupiter, and maybe very soon we cruise along the Milky Way and land upon the moon. To a wonderland of stardust, we'd zoom our way to Mars. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball, 'cause you would be my Venus of the stars. But though I'm not a spaceman, famous and renowned, I'm just a guy that's down to earth with both feet on the ground. It's all imagination, I'll never reach the skies. My heart is still a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gaze into your starry eyes,
please, man, I love that song. I'm so addicted to that song. Oh, I can like play it again. Can I play it again, Daffodil, please?
No, we cannot play the same song twice.
Why not?
Because you won't let me do an all show that's all one song like I did once. Stop that.
Oh, sorry. I'm addicted to it. That's the theme song from
that would be like doing the all Auld Lang Syne show again.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm enthusiastic. I should apologize, but I don't want to. Anyway, it was the Fireball XL5, the song that's the theme song from the Fireball XL5 Super Marionation TV show from Britain in the 60s. Whew, I get that.
That was kind of like Thunderbirds.
Yeah, Thunderbirds, same bunch. Barry Gray did the music.
The puppets.
Don Spencer sang that one.
I like the song.
It's just so catchy. And before that, we have Buchanan and Goodman. Number two, 1956, started his career. And how long did he go? Till the late 80s on and off, Daffodil?
I think you're right.
I remember.
I'm looking.
His other famous song was Mr. Jaws in 1975. I think we played a couple times.
This song... Ooh, my microphone fell over.
Oh, just don't hit your microphone.
It fell over.
Well, pick it up.
I got it.
This is live radio, sort of.
Basically, that song, The Flying Saucer,
yes,
was also very famous because 17 record labels sued him for using samples without permission.
Oh, yes, and they got thrown out of court or something.
The judge ultimately sided with Goodman, stating that he had created a new work and didn't simply copy someone else's work.
And he did, and he made a career out of it.
He had titles like The Second Flying Saucer.
Yes.
Touchables in Brooklyn.
Nice.
Batman and His Grandmother.
Yes.
But nothing was ever really as big as The Flying Saucer until Mr. Jaws.
That's true. But still, you know, there's like many songs out there. We'll dig them out now and then. But I had to play the first one. Here is a chart-topping cheesy this week.
And apparently his very last one was Kong.
Oh, well, I'll have to dig that out. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, if you haven't figured it out now, where we bring you...
The Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird every week.
And occasionally... The Cheesified Zone.
Well, no more Cheesified Zone.
Aw, why not? You knew it was me anyway.
I did.
But I
think you need to do your magic trick.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
So what did you find?
I found something of Alice in Wonderland fame, sort of.
All right.
I think this is from Alice in Wonderland. Alan Dale and his orchestra with I'm Late.
Late for a very important date?
Yes.
I think it was reused in the Alice in Wonderland film.
Well, whatever. We're going to be late if we don't shut up. So until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why. You see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Good morning, Mr. Chatterbox. I'd love to stop and chatter, but in 6 and 7, 8 minutes, I must meet with the Mad Hatter. The Mad, 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 Mad Hatter. Oh, we must chat about a very important matter. I'm late, I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. Ouch, I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why. You see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Gotta go, so long, goodbye. I'm late.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.